From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, November 3rd. A federal court on Friday ordered the Trump administration to continue SNAP food benefits during the federal government shutdown. It's unclear if or when those payments will be made. Even if they resume immediately, food banks across the North State are already struggling to stay ahead of the need. Last week, the North Valley Community Foundation opened a relief fund to support local pantries. David Little is the foundation's executive vice president. He says the decision was prompted by the shutdown, but the effort will be ongoing.
This problem existed before the government lockdown, and it'll exist after the government lockdown. So whatever's in that fund, as long as people in our community want to continue to give to the food banks through us, we'll keep that fund open.
Pantries in Butte, Glenn, Tehama, and Plumas counties can apply for $500 to $1,500 grants. And food banks are preparing for more families in need this month over fear federal food benefits, known as SNAP, won't be issued. Jefferson Public Radio's Jane Vaughn has more for the California Report.
If the federal government shutdown continues into November, SNAP benefits won't be issued as usual. So food banks are organizing extra food drives as they get ready for more low-income families. Jeff England is the executive director of the Trinity County Food Bank. He says they're expecting 10 to 20% more families, and he's nervous about not having enough for everyone.
It's going to be tough for us just trying to make sure we give out enough food. And there's nothing worse than at the end of the line to have to turn people away. It's horrible. I dread that.
For the California Report, I'm Jane Vaughn.
In other news, if you haven't cast your ballot yet, California's special election is tomorrow. Voters will decide on Proposition 50, a measure that could reshape the state's congressional districts. NSPR's Claudia Brancart has more on what to know before the polls close.
All ballots have been mailed out, and many Californians have already voted. You can still vote by mail. Just make sure your ballot is postmarked by Election Day and that it arrives at your county elections office by November 12th. Ballots can also be dropped off at any official drop box, voting center, or polling place. If you haven't registered to vote yet, you still can. You'll just need to do it through same-day voter registration, where you fill out your registration form and cast your ballot in person. Polls open tomorrow at 7 a.m. and stay open until 8 p.m. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
Also, nearly $26 million have been spent by independent groups and people to influence voting on Prop 50. That's the highest amount spent on any ballot measure in California, according to CalMatters. The previous record holder for independent spending was Prop 32 in 2012, which drew in just under $11 million. The biggest contributors to Prop 50 ads are billionaire Democrat Tom Steyer and the California Republican Party. Additionally, the Ironman Global Sports franchise is adding Shasta County to its roster. The Ironman 70.3 Northern California Triathlon will hold its inaugural race next August. The swim-bike-run course will begin with a 1.2-mile swim in Whiskeytown Lake, followed by a 56-mile bike race through scenic parts of the county, and will finish with a 13-mile run along the Sacramento River, ending in downtown Redding. Registration for the event is open now. And finally, Skyway will experience nightly closures between Clark Road and Pence Road from November 3rd to December 19th. The road will close at 9 p.m. and reopen at 6 a.m. to accommodate ongoing construction. Traffic will be redirected from Pence Road to Wagstaff. Motorists are advised to plan their routes accordingly, follow the posted detours, and proceed with caution through the work zone. And those were your headlines for Monday, November 3rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.